Okay, so it's the 6th of Tishrei, Thursday of Parshas Hazinu, the 24th of September. We're up to Kuf Yud Tes, the third letter in the alphabet, Gimel. So again, the continuation of the theme of Torah and the yearning for Torah. So David HaMelech begins, Gimel al avdecha echye v'eshmerah devarecha. He asks for life, again, as the Radak says, not for the tanuge ha'olam, not for any kind of earthly pleasure, but v'eshmerah devarecha, to carry out the will of God. But not just to follow the Torah as an instruction manual, but gal einai v'abita, as we had previously. V'abita means to peer very deeply. V'abita niflaos mitarasecha, to be able to experience the inner language of Torah. As the Gemara in Chagiga says, i'efshar the base medrash below chiddush, that a person who's involved in Torah yearns to discover the inner workings of Torah, to contribute to the system, to appreciate, as we call, amita shel Torah, the deeper truth. Ger anochi v'aretz al taster mimeni mitzvasecha. Ger anochi v'aretz, meaning I only have a little bit of time here. As the Radak explains, a person in this world, as we have in Parshas Bahar by the Yovel, Kigerim Toshavim Atemi Madi, we're here today, we're gone tomorrow. Al Taster Men Mitzvasecha, I want to be able to appreciate all that there is to be seen. To paraphrase the poetry of Frost, as Rav Lichtenstein Zatzal so often did, the woods are lovely, dark, and deep. One wishes to see every tree in the forest of Torah. Garsa Nafshi L'taiva, my soul is literally breaking with the desire to understand the inner language of Torah. Al Mishpatecha B'chol Eis, I yearn for it all the time. Ga'arta Zeidim Arurim Hashogim Mitzvasecha, God can hold to account those who repudiate this lifestyle. Gal Me'alai Cherpa V'avuah, so Hashem, I ask you to take away any shame in my life, any disparagement that I suffer. On account of the fact that I have chosen to be amongst those who guard your Eidos. This is a reference back to the very beginning of the Mizmor. Ashrei Tvim Eidarech Alchim B'taras Hashem Ashrei Notzirei Eidotav Yichol Levi Deshur. You see how one letter builds on the next. Ki Eidosecha Natzarti. So Hashem, please do not allow people to assault me. But even if they do, David HaMelech says, that's not going to sway me. This is not a popularity contest. I'm not measuring my success in life by how many friends I have on Facebook or in real life. Gam yashavu sarim b'nidbaru, even if nobles and aristocrats, or we would say today influencers and social media, even if, you know, they are mocking me, b'nidbaru avdecha yasiach b'chukecha. So I will continue to discuss and be involved in Torah. Again, this word of siach, from sicha, conversation, kol hayom hi sichasi, it is my discussion all day long. Gami dosecha shashua, your Torah is my delight, anshei atzasi, those are my companions. And this image of Torah being a person's companion, the two sources that we have, according to the Rambam, for the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and famously, it's a constant companion. And also, one wants to pass the sense of immersion onto one's children, so that the Rambam, the Ravid, Rabbeinu Tam, the Rashba, the Gaon, the Rabbi Kiva Eger, the Rav, Moshe Feinstein, that they become your Anshei Asasi. Okay, true, physically they're not here, but they become like a person's right hand. As the Rav so beautifully put it in his famous drasha of the Symposium of the Generations, how he would feel when he would give shir. So again, one can have very, very close associates in this world who are no longer physically in this world. And that's what David HaMelech is conjuring up here. So when a person is willing to be scorned for Torah, one hopes that one doesn't have to suffer scorn, but a person attaches themselves in that kind of a deep way, and they're not worried what people are saying about them, they're not worried what people might be thinking about their commitment to Torah. So when a person develops that level of attachment, So then they're also able to reap the benefits of that. That even if in a theoretical sense they might be walking through the park alone or simply sitting on a park bench contemplating, it's like the Rambam is there, or the Ravid is there, and the Ramban is there, and Targum Unculus is there, and they become Anshei Asasi, a person's confidants, a person's companions. The inner dialogue that a person has throughout the day is filled with their voices. That is the very picture of Hagisa Bo, Yomam Balayla. It was to this that David HaMelech aspired. Everybody have a wonderful